Good evening. Welcome, everyone. This is Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network. And now it's time for Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Good evening, Ms. Penny.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, doing great. Just waiting for another exciting show.
Yes, that's what we're here to do. Let's talk about it with Ms. Penny.
All right, let's talk about it.
Okay. Hi, how are y'all doing today? This is Ms. Penny. We are... Let me know how your weather is doing wherever you're located, because you know we are reaching out, Studio W is reaching out over the globe. So let me know how your weather is doing where you're at. Here in Virginia, the weather was a little hot today, but you could feel that breeze. You could wear a sweater, but you still can feel the breeze. Let me know how your weather is going where you're at. Today on Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny, we're going to talk about when parents don't be in their kids' life, like fathers, they walk away and like their kids don't exist. And it used to be daddies that did that, but it's a lot of mothers that walk away and the father is the single parent and they're raising their kids on their own. And I give kudos to men like that, that's willing to say, well, I'll be the single parent. But we used to, back in the days, you had a lot of single parents as mothers. Mothers that were single parents, but now you see a lot of fathers out there that's actually single parents. They're raising their kids on their own. So that's what we're going to talk about, because I've had people reach out to me about that. But before we get started, Studio W, for all our listeners around the globe, please share our station with your family and friends. You can share it if you have an iPhone on Apple. Go to the App Store and download Studio.W. Or if you have Android, you can go to the Play Store and download Studio W. And if you have Alexa, you can just ask Alexa to play us. You also can reach us through studiow.buzz.com. That's studiow.buzz.com. And you can also, if you miss a show or if you want to tell one of your friends or family that didn't get to listen to the show, that they can go to studiow.buzz.com and click down on the drop down, the archive, and it'll show you the shows that that you want to re-listen to or let them listen to. And if you go to the website, please subscribe and leave us a comment. Let us know how you're liking the shows. Let us know what you think. And if it's some, if you would like to come on Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny, you can leave a message on a comment letting us know. And we really thank y'all for listening to us. And with the show, Let's Talk About It, Ms. Penny, you can join our group on Facebook. We on chat. We have a YouTube channel. And we have TikTok. So let's get started with this sizzling conversation. Why do parents that walk away from their kids' life, and then when their kids get older, in an age where they can do for themselves or even become grown, and you want to come back in that child's life, and you get upset because that child don't want you in their life or don't want you to be a part of their lives, why do you get so upset because of that? The part of the life that they needed you, you wasn't there. This includes mother and fathers. And I know some of y'all may say, well, maybe they was in prison and they couldn't be there. But they have letters that you can write from prison. You can call. Now they even have where you can FaceTime with them on the internet in prison. There's no excuse why you should just walk away from your kids' life. And it's hard for that child to accept you back into their lives. And especially if that other parent that raised them struggled and the kid was liking from having a lot of things that the other kids had because that parent was struggling, trying to make ends meet, pay the bills. And then here you come, now you want to be a part of my life. Do you think that that's fair to that child? Do you think that it's fair that you wasn't there when I needed to learn how to ride a bike, when I needed new shoes, when I had to wear hand-me-downs and the other kids picked at me, and here you are over here living a good life? Do you think it's fair to that child? No. And you know I always have a story. My mom raised us as a single parent. And I don't know, I can't say how my sisters and brothers felt, but I know that I felt some kind of way. Because I remember when kids on Wednesdays, when the fair came, the state fair came around, we had Wednesday was kids day. The kids, students got in the fair for free. And I would sit on the porch and watch my friends, dad and moms get in the car, take them to the fair. I didn't have that. I didn't have that dad that I could talk to or teach me about boys. It was a lot that I missed. And I knew that my mama was struggling to try to take care of us. But then when we got grown, you wanted to be a part of my life. No. And I'm not telling y'all kids, if any of y'all young adults or young teenagers that's listening, I'm not telling you not to give your parents a chance, because your feelings is not my feelings. But if your kids do give you that chance, then make the best of it. Don't try to sit back and figure out what trying to make up from old times. Cause that's not that little girl or little boy that you left. That's not that same child that you walked away from. That's a totally different young man, young lady, or adult woman or man. So if they let you back in their life, then be thankful for that. And a lot of kids don't get over that lost. They don't get over it. They don't get over that hurt because they know what they went through. So when you walk away from your kid's life, you are putting them in a situation. They're hurt. Their heart is broken. And I know a lot of moms that's listening are saying that it hurts them because their kids are asking that question. Where's my dad? Why I don't have a dad? Is that fair to that mom? Is it fair to that mom to have to raise these kids alone? Is it fair to that dad to have to raise these kids alone? And you know, when you watch TikTok, you see these dads trying to do little girls' hair. And could you imagine how that little girl feels? Some dads are good. Don't get me wrong now. I've seen some videos where dads are doing their thing. But it's hard on that child. You walk away. It's like throwing a piece of paper in the trash. You just here you go. And what really hurts is when you find out that your dad took on a whole nother family and doing for that family, but not doing for you. Do you know how devastating that is to a child? It is very devastating. But what make a parent feel that it's okay to walk away from their kids when you know that they're your kids? And that's where we are losing a lot of our kids to the streets, because they're searching for that male dad figure. And some of them are searching for that mother figure. And that's how adults get in your kids' head. And instead of them going down the right path, they direct them to the wrong path. And then you're upset because you can't, people telling you what's going on with your kid, but you can't come and tell them, oh no, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that. Where was you when I needed to hear those words? And I know a lot of the kids telling you, I'm grown. You can't tell me what to do now. But it's not fair to that child. And people don't believe how hard it is to grow up without a father. I hear people say that, they say that when a kid, when your mom work, take care of you, or if your dad work and take care of you, it shouldn't be that hard for you. Just do the right thing. You want to do the right thing. You really do. But then you see other kids having fun with their dad. Their dad or their mom come to the basketball games, and here you are, or their mom or dad coming to watch them cheer, and here you are. You may have one parent, or you may not have a parent there, because the parent that's taking care of you and taking care of the bills gotta work, so they can't show up. It's hard. And I know oldest I am, and I'm not going to tell y'all my age, but oldest I am, it still bothers me. Because I hear other adults saying, oh, me and my dad used to do this. My dad used to barbecue on the grill. We used to go on trips. I didn't have that. And it still hurts my heart because I didn't get that. So when you bring a child in this world and you know it's your child, what gives you the right to walk away from that child? What gives you the right and to not acknowledge that that's your child? Nothing gives you the right. Nobody gives you that right. And I know a lot of kids saying that when their parents, they see their parents and they feel hurt because they know that's their dad. They know that's their mom. And I know a lot of people probably saying, well, drugs probably had control of their parents. Their parents may have been an alcoholic. And I understand that. I really do. Because there's some things in life that can't take control of your life, that you can't be that good parent that you would like to be. And drugs is one of them. Alcohol is one of them. You want to be there because it is a disease. But you can't. But sometimes you got to think about that child more than you think about yourself. It's hard. And y'all know I always have a story. This young lady was telling me that her hurt was that after her mom abandoned her, she went and had other kids. She was a little girl. She's grown now, but she never really seen her mom or her other siblings. Do you know how devastating that is for a child? Why you can't love me? What did I do wrong? That child did not ask to be here. And some of them walk away because they don't want to pay child support. They'll give up their kids just not to pay child support. Somebody said, good evening, Penny. Hey, how you doing? Somebody said they're from Phoenix City, Alabama. Hey, if you're in Phoenix City, Alabama, let us know how your weather is doing. How's the weather there? Let us know, is it hot, cold? I think it's probably hot down in Phoenix City. Y'all, people in Alabama, probably not. Phoenix City, Alabama, is not even wearing a jacket today. Let us know how your weather is doing. But let me know, how would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot? How would you feel if a child was born in this world and looked up at you and said, I don't want you to be my mama. I don't want you to be my daddy. And they get up out your arms and walk on out the door and you never see them again until they're adult. How would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot? That child had the right to walk away just like you walked away. How would you feel if that child disowned you until they became adults? Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. How would you feel? But they don't get that chance because they too little to get up and walk. They too little to speak. So they're looking for you to raise them, love them, care for them, take care of them, feed them, discipline them, show them the way to go. Put them on the right path. And you know, I don't ask anybody to be religion that listens or anybody to deal with things the way I do. I always looked at my kids as they was given to me, lent to me, not given, lent to me by God. So when he lent them to me, because they really his kids, he put his kids in my hand for me to nurture them, mentor them, take care of them, feed them, clothe them, discipline them, tell them when they're right or wrong, put them on the right career path, the right way to go, bring them up as if I was him, if the way that he would choose for me to bring them up. You gotta take a look at why these kids are being born. They're being born because you chose to do what you wanted to do and you had these kids. So it's your responsibility to take care of them. Oh, they say in, they say in Phoenix City, Alabama, it's 78. Now the high today was 82 degrees, still wearing shorts. Wow. It feels like spring now. Send some of that weather up here to Virginia. But getting back to about just abandon your kids. Just the word abandon. That's bad enough. That is bad enough. It really is. I could never walk the streets knowing or living somewhere else knowing that I got a child out there in the world that I have no dealings with. Even though my kids are grown now and I do have some that don't live near me, I still worry and think about them. Sometimes I think, was I good enough as a mother? Did I give them the right tools, the right things they needed to know to survive in the world? Did I put them on the right path? It's a lot goes through your mind. And for me to just walk away like I didn't birth that child or I didn't help make that child, that this child is not a part of my life. Wow. Wow. And we wonder why some of our kids are running the streets, why some of our kids are being locked up, why some of our kids are joining gangs, why some of our kids are being, and not all of them, are being shot. Have anybody ever sit down and watch, talk shows when people talk to people that's locked up in prison? What could you have done to me have changed your life? I didn't have a father. I didn't have a mother. My grandparents raised me. They still searching for that love of that parent that they're missing. They really are. And I've seen grown men break down and cry because they say, I grew up without a father. And I've seen on some talk shows where fathers know that these are their kids, but they still say, I'm not the father. You're not the father. They feel that way, but when their DNA comes back, it say you're the father. Oh, hi, Nettie Parham. Let us know how you're liking the show. Let us know what you think about being abandoned by your parents. What do you think if you was abandoned? What do you think would have made a difference in your life if you had that parent in your life? Do you think your life would have turned out better? Do you think you would have went in a different direction? I do. I believe that if my dad was in my life, I would have been a totally different child. I would have turned out totally different. Not saying that I ended up turning out bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But I think it would have been better. I think the struggles that we had growing up, we wouldn't have had them. And there's a lot of people out there that grew up without either they mom or they dad. Now, don't get me wrong. If your parents passed away, that's different. That is totally different. That is different because you can't do nothing with God's word. You cannot do nothing with that. There's no way you could change that. But if your parents was alive and they was not in your life, do you think that your life may have turned out better? And I know it's a lot of people thinking, because you have to think about it. And I know we have people around the globe that listen to this radio station. It's people like, how many kids that parents was military and they had kids overseas and they just left? They had the kids and got stationed somewhere else and they left. And now those kids are grown. And they're searching for you probably. It's not fair to the kids. It's not. And I'm not putting nobody down. This is some citizen conversation of things that couple people have reached out to me and asked me to talk about because they're going through it. The conversation that Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, we be having these be real conversations that I have had. And they want you to put an input on it. Maybe you can help them. How did you get over it? How did you make things different in your life that you was able to forgive your parent? And you have a wonderful relationship right now with your mom and dad. And maybe what you put on the membership or on the message, maybe it can help that person out. Because there's a lot of young men and women out here right now, young ladies and young boys that is fatherless, and there are some that's motherless, and they are struggling. Because I know for a fact in the neighborhood that I grew up, there was a lot of single parents. There was a lot of single parents out there raising their kids on their own. And there's some of them out here that are raising their kids on their own that's doing wonderful. They got good paying jobs. They went to college, got a good education. Their kids are living pretty good. They're living better than others. But they still, listen, they still have that earning for their parent that's missing. And the thing that really, I don't know if y'all ever seen What Love Got to Do with It. Remember at the beginning of that movie, the little girl that played as Tina Turner's little sister, her mom left her with the grandmama, but she took the oldest child, Tina. She knows Tina was the little girl, but she took her oldest sister with her. Do you go watch that part of that movie and look at the hurt in that baby's eyes. Look at the sadness in that baby's eyes when her mom get in that car with her big sister and they ride off. And she says she's not coming back, is she? That's the same way your kids feel. The hurt. But now she was good to get her. When she showed up and the grandmother had passed, cause she was able to work. She was on her own. She was able to do things on her own. She didn't need mama. Mama wanted that money from her. When she started making that money, you gotta get a job. But that's not okay. Because I don't need you once I get grown. Somebody say, yes, kids do earn for their parents. And they do. And sometimes it take them, they may never get over it. They may never ever get over it. And some of them could come back and they could build a relationship like it's like, they never left. But do you really think that that's fair to that child? I guarantee you, if you go down to the juvenile hall where they keep the kids, young juveniles locked up, and talk to some of them kids, and you'll be surprised of the things that they tell you why they got in trouble. And they say because they miss their father. If my father was here and my dad was here, I wouldn't be going through this. I wouldn't have did this because they're more disciplinary. They're going to make sure you go, a lot of them do. They make sure you get on that right path. You go to school, you get an education, you may get a summer job. Yes, they are angry. They are angry at you. They're mad. They're upset. They're sad. And I remember as a little girl, I never told any of my sisters. Y'all listen out there. This is the first time I ever really told anybody besides my husband. I really ever told anybody. I used to cry for my dad. I used to cry for him. But when he came around, I was so mad. When I would see him, I was so mad at him, I couldn't show the hurt that I had. I couldn't show that. It was like, I'm too mad to say, Dad, I miss you. I want him. I need you. I was too upset. So if you left your kids and you abandoned them, take baby steps to get back in their life. Just don't think that it's going to happen overnight. Take baby steps. And I'm going to tell you another way to do it. Communication. Have them long conversations with them. Let them know what you was going through, because you might not have been in a place where you was ready to be a parent. You might not have been in the space of making the money that you wanted to make to help support your child. Or your kids. So have that conversation and maybe there'll be more understanding of why you left them. And then it may not even be that you left them. You probably just leaving the other person. And mothers, stop holding your kids hostage over that man's head dangling on them. Let him be, if he want to be a part of their life, let him. Money is not the key. They need them in their life. I know you can use the child support. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I know you can use the money. We all can use a little extra money. You really can. But if he ain't got the money, he willing to spend time. Time makes a big difference. If that mother willing to spend time, even if she an alcoholic or a drug addict, if she willing to sit there and have a conversation and hug and kiss that child before she leave, that makes a difference in that child's life. It makes a big difference. And y'all know I always have a story. I used to always tell my husband, it's not about the materialistic things. It's not about the money. Take them to the park. They'll remember that for the rest of their life. Go get them a blow pop and sit in the park. They ain't but, how much is a blow pop, y'all? A lollipop. Ice cream cone. They'll remember that for the rest of their life. My dad used to take me to the park. I remember my dad used to come and pick me up. Or my mom used to walk, we used to walk to the park and sit there and laugh and have ice cream. They remember those things. The little bitty things they remember. But when you done nothing and I'm grown and I'm taking care of myself, have my own place, paying my own bill, doing my own thing, I don't need you now. That's what they're going to say. I don't need you in my life now. What can you tell me what to do? You can't tell me nothing to do. But they still should respect you as the parent. Don't get me wrong now. I'm not telling nobody go disrespect their mom or dad. No, I'm not, because I'm deep about family. But I'm just saying that maybe you should have that conversation with them. And we wonder why our kids, adult kids, disrespect you, because they don't know you. Who are you? That's where that conversation come in at. Who are you? You have that conversation with them so they'll know who you are and what you've been through, because they don't know if you've been through some things. And I remember, And y'all know I always have a story and I always talk about TV and movies. I remember a movie came on and I saw it and they had got this little organization together and they was writing letters to the prisoners and they had the teenage kids to go inside the prison and they was talking to these prisoners like they was their kids. Because they wanted to teach the prisoner how to get out and build a relationship with their kids. Which these kids was fatherless too. That's what the movie was about. It really was about, these kids was fatherless too. So, I'm not downing all fathers, don't get me wrong. No, I'm not. I'm not downing all fathers because there's some mothers that have birthed them and walked away. They have just had the baby and just walked away. Or the dad took custody of the kid and then they just like forget it, you know. He got them. But it's a communication thing. You can win your kids back. You can come back in their life. And you can have a great life together after. But you got to have that communication. You got to let them know and get them to understand you. Because nobody's saying everybody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We all do things wrong. But you can bounce back. You just can't walk and knock on the door and say, hey, I'm your mom, I'm here. Or hey, I'm your dad, I'm here. It takes baby steps. Because that child is still hurting. That child is still angry. They're upset. So you just can't feel as though you could just walk in their life. And I know there may be some fathers and mothers that's listening that may have not seen their kids for a while. Or you may have walked away. You may have went away because you had did something and you had to go away. But you can pick up the phone today and try to make a difference in that relationship, to build that relationship with your child. And people don't believe it. Military, we have to do that all the time because we deploy, we leave our kids for months at a time. We get stationed in duty stations that your kids can't go with you. Like Korea used to be a place. And you're gone for a whole year without seeing your kids. Unless you come home on vacation after 6 months. But you may go a whole year without seeing your kids. We have to come back and build that relationship. We have to come back and get our kids back in order the way we had them. So if we can do it and get that relationship and build that relationship back, then you can do it too. There is a way to do it, but you got to do baby steps. Like they teach us that when you come back from deployment, don't come back home fussing at the kids. Oh, wash the dishes. Didn't I tell you? No, you have to take baby steps. Because you got to think about it. You've been gone for a long time. So you have to take them baby steps to get back into the relationship that you had before you left. Even with your spouse. Even it's the same thing with your wife or your husband or your significant other or your partner. When you gone for a while, you come back, you have to build that relationship back. So don't think that you're the only one that's going through it. But I want somebody to help me to understand what would make you walk away like that. What would make you just forget about your kid? Help me to understand. I really want to understand what will make a parent just walk away like that. And there's a lot of them out there that do. Some of them is not in your control. You did something, you have to go away for a while. But still keep the communication going. Write letters. Call on the phone. I know the phone costs money. But if you get money on your books, call them. Let them know I'm still here. I'm still the parent. How are you doing? Are you going to school? These are some of the things. Are you in, you got a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? What's going on in your life? They want to tell you these things. Let them know you're missing them too. You got to let them know these things. Because they are forgiving. They will forgive you. And then I know a lot of parents that go to prison, they'll say, don't bring my kids to see me. Yes, let them see you. They need to talk to you. They may want to tell you what is really going on since you left. The next door neighbor been trying to hit on me because you gone. And that next door neighbor may be older. But they knew if you was there, they wouldn't be doing it. And you can give them a little advice on how to handle it. How to handle a situation. Let them come and see you. You still the dad, regardless if you're behind the bar. You still the mom if you're behind the bars or whatever. Behind the glass case, you still the parent. They need you. They want you to contact them. They want to know just because you locked up, you are you on drugs or whatever, that you still love them. They want to know that. They want to know that you're still there. You may not have the money to give them, but all I wanted to know that my dad was still there for us. And he had the money. Sometimes you just want to hear that. You want to know that. And y'all know I always tell y'all these things because people be bringing them to me. And I know that, y'all know I always have a story. I know me deploying and going away from my son, I listen to him sometimes talk because the older three was grown. The youngest two was still home. And I listened to him talk and about me leaving him. He felt that I abandoned him, that I walked away from him. He understood that I had to deploy. He knew that I had to go away for 10 months. He knew that. He understood it. But that hurt was still there. Mama wasn't there for him to touch. Mama wasn't there to give him a hug. Mama wasn't there to cook them collard greens and fried chicken. Mama was not there. And I've seen the tears. I know how he feels. But I've had them conversations with him. And when I came back, I had those conversations then too. I had those conversations. Because I wanted him to understand that mama didn't abandon you. I didn't leave you. I had to go do what the military told me to do. So I can keep buying you the things you needed to get, pay the bills. I was doing a job, but the hurt is still there. And I know some of y'all said, well, he grown. No. They still feel it. And some of y'all that has came back in your kids' life, and it's like everything is okay. You still can have those conversations with them because there's a little hurt in there. It really is. Let us know how you like in the conversation. That's what we doing. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We have these conversations. We have these talks. And I know we have audience around the globe that's listening. Just take out the time and share our station with your families and friends. And when you want to listen to us, you can go to your iPhone, to your app store, and download it, studio.w, or you can go to your Android and go to the Play Store and download Studio W. Or if you're sitting in your house and you want to listen and lay back, maybe drinking a hot cup of coffee or some hot cup of tea, or you having a Coke, a soda, you can go to our website, studiowbuzz.com, and log on. And if you want to hear a show that's been seen or listened to before, you can hit the down button and archive show, and you can choose the show that you want to listen. And you sitting out drinking that cold Coca-Cola or hot coffee or tea, just say, "Alexis, play Studio W." And it'll play, and you can listen. Or you can catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on our Facebook membership page. You can go to the YouTube channel. You can go to Snapchat or TikTok and follow us. If you go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, leave us a message, a comment, and let us know how you're liking the show. And subscribe. Now, we're going to get back to abandoning your kids, walking away from your kids. And you know, when they're little and they first born, they have the sweetest little smile. Oh my God. And they have that fresh smell. And you watch them grow from arms to crawling, to walking, to running, to riding a bike, to school, to driving a car, graduating. You watch, it just seemed like, wow. This that same little girl, a little boy that was hollering, waking me up in the middle of the night, and hungry, needed a diaper change. Yes, that's that same little girl or little boy. They needed you then when they was in, you was holding them tight in your arms. Although they outgrew that, they still need you now. No matter where you are right now, if you have not talked to your kids in a while, pick up the phone and call them. And if you just say, "I love you, I would like to see you or have a conversation with you," it will make a difference in their life. It may not go as you wanted that first phone call, but give it some time. Take them baby steps. Because our young men and women need us, especially in these days and times, the way things are going on. They need us. They need that structure of that and that direction of that parent, of that mother, of that father. They need as much both of y'all. They need both of them. They need the whole village to step in. But we're not getting that anymore. And we can see it every day. We see it every day. And if you need to have those conversations with them, have them. How many of y'all see young kids out here without a parent, and you know that they could do better if they had that parent in their life? You know that they can. They're missing something. Just like when you make a cake and you miss part of the recipe, that cake is not going to taste the same. It's not. is not going to rise the same. It's not. So it's the same way when a child is missing, a parent is missing some part so they don't be the child that they could have been. They don't grow up to be the adult that they could have been. Don't walk away from them. Don't leave them standing at the front door waiting on you to come by. The little bit of things that you do with them makes a difference in their lives. Nobody say you got to go spend hundreds of dollars on them. Nobody says that. That's unconditional love. I'm going to love you regardless. Have y'all ever heard that some kids have babies because they want somebody to love them? They feel like they're not loved. I have. Yes, somebody said it can affect the child's self-esteem. It can. It really can. Because you also have to look at the way people treat you. Tell me that you've never seen people treat people different because they don't have a dad or they don't have a mom. Yes. They do feel, oh, that's a good one. I don't know who wrote that. But sometimes the children feel incomplete. Yes. Ding, ding, ding. You hit the nail on the dot. Because something is missing. That's what I'm telling you. Something is missing. If you bake that cake and don't put them eggs in there, that cake is incomplete. It's not together. It's not going to rise. It's not going to taste the same. Yes, that's true. I've heard that a lot. That young girls will have babies because they feel as though they need someone to love them. It's something missing. And that's where that incomplete, something is missing. It don't take a lot to be a parent. I know y'all looking at the finance, the putting food on the table, paying the bills. Yes, that's a lot. But it don't take a lot to be in their lives. To take them to the park, to take them to the library, to sit down and have them conversations with them that they need from their parents. It don't take a lot. That came from Angela Parham Fritch. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. And you hit the nail on the dot, Angela. They're incomplete. I know. And y'all know I have some stories. I know how I felt. I earned for that daddy love. I even earned for a discipline for my daddy to be there just to whoop me. I needed that. I probably would have been a lawyer or a doctor. So. I probably wouldn't have been getting in fights all the time. It's a lot that goes with that. Talk to some of the kids and you'll see, you'll hear them say these things. I know what I earned for. But I'm not taking nothing away from single parents. I'm not taking nothing away from my mom. Please don't think that. I'm not. Because being a single parent is a hard job. And you can't... We're not octopus. We don't have arms and legs to do everything. It's a hard job. This kid may play football. You can't be at the football game and be at the cheerleader at the watch the, your daughter cheer at the cheerleader practice. It's a hard job. And somebody gonna get liking or something. Somebody say, my father passed when I was 7, which caused me to be in unhealthy dating relationship. Ding, 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 we got another one. It will cause females to be in unhealthy relationship because they don't have that dad to tell them how a man should treat them. And that's not, you couldn't control that, baby. That's something we can't control when they pass away. We can't control that. But we still are missing that part. And that's nothing that you could do about that. We're missing that part. Because that's who you look for. That's the first man that you look for. And I remember, before I close today, I remember a show on TV. This girl wanted to date this boy, and her dad didn't want her to date the young man because he said she wasn't ready to date. He took her out on a date and bought her a ring and said, I'm your first love. I want you to remember, this is the way a guy should treat you. He took her out to dinner and he gave her a little ring and he told her, that I am your first love. I'm going to always be here for you. I have my reason for not letting you date that young man. Not right now. So that's what we was earning for. Angela couldn't, I think that was Angela wrote that about her father. She couldn't control that because he passed away. Her father couldn't help it, what happened. But my dad could have changed the dynamic of my life and dating. He could have made a big difference. And believe it or not, guys treat you different if they know you got a dad. They kind of tippy-toe with some of the things they try to get you to do or the dates that they take you on. They tippy-toe around it because they know she got a dad. Her dad gonna come and get you. It's different. Let's not walk away from our kids. And if you have, go make a difference and try to mend that relationship. Knit that relationship back together. Take baby steps, but you can knit it back together. Conversation will get it knitted back together. All we earning for is love and some guidance, some mentor, some teaching to put us on the right path that we need to be on. And it don't matter who your mom is or who your dad may be. You want them in your life. Somebody say, right, you get a different respect when a father is here. There, fathers give balance. Yes, they do. And I know the young men hurt because they need them to teach them to be men. But the little girls really hurts for their dads. They really do. And they really hurts for their mom when they're not there. Well, it's getting time for us to close out. But this your girl, Miss Penny, let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Join our membership on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have chat, Snapchat. We have TikTok. And we come live Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio W. Listen to this radio station. If you like comedy, good music, good talk shows, good conversation, they have it all. And listen to me. If y'all like them oldies but goodies music, they sizzling hot. This your girl, Miss Penny. If nobody told you today that they love you, remember Miss Penny love everybody. Y'all stay blessed and have a great afternoon.
Wow, Miss Penny. Whew. That was a hot one. That was a hot one. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Your audience enjoyed it. I was getting text messages and you getting lots of people on Facebook just chiming in. And this is what we need. We want everybody involved, and you just bring those sizzling conversations and keep doing what you do. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of oldies but goodies, kick back, grab a glass, and join me, WB, tonight on Monday Night Madness. I'm going to pull out the Blockbuster 1000, Miss Penny. I've got 1,000 songs on that playlist. I can't get all 1,000 in tonight. But I'm going to do my best. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check out Miss Penny, like she said, Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 2 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And just go to StudioWBuzz.com, like Miss Penny said, StudioWBuzz.com, and please leave a comment. This show will be up in 24 hours. Go to the website, StudioWBuzz.com. There's an on-air tab on the main page. Click that, and a drop-down will say Archives. You can check out Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny right there. You can also listen to us. Just go and download one of our two free apps. Android is Studio W. Apple is Studio.W. We're also available on Alexa. Miss Penny, have a good evening. Enjoy. And I know you're going to stay tuned in because some great music is coming up, all right? Hey, thank you so much, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.